Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.
People of Earth, now that sweeps week is over and we're back from 1989 Ohio, I suppose I should check the airwaves for anything coming out of Foon. Oh my controversial patriarchal deity, this audio transmission is weeks long. They must have left it recording before they leapt off to that market-tested high-concept prestige arc. Well, I might as well scrub up to the last hour or so and see if there's anything useful. Sit back and try to make sense of this.
Cynthia, I have a dumb question for you, and I expect a smart answer. Where are all my fruits I gathered in the kitchen? My fruits of the sea, my fruits of the land, my warm harvest fruits. Cynthia, did you and your rat friends poke holes in my fruits? What is that? Oh my God, they left the microphone. Okay, I gotta go. All right, Cynthia, it's not over yet.
I still got my jacket and my sunglasses. We're back.
Quickly, take them off. Take them off. Take them off. It's
wait,
not
hold
the
on,
cool
hold on.
1980s on Earth anymore.
Hold on. When I take off my sunglasses, I want to give a little scream. Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah! Was that fun?
That was really fun.
You try it. Here, put them on.
Yeah!
Oh, we're back home. It feels so good. Oh, shit. Did you have the Alf mug with you?
Oh, no, no. I was about to say everything's back to normal, but it feels like...
We lost our 22-ounce bitch. Arnie?
Arnie?
My foot.
Sorry.
My foot.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chunk.
Oh.
That's clearly Chunt.
I'm Chunt.
Sorry, Chunt.
Sorry, I mean, we spent so many weeks calling you Chunk, it's easy to forget.
Buddy, you're back to normal. You're back to being yourself.
Yeah, I'm... What? Oh, I'm not a mug anymore. Oh, and... Oh, my gosh.
Huh?
I don't have a sword through me anymore. The obsidian sword.
Where is it? Where could it be? It's a weapon capable of murdering a wizard. We must be cautious.
Oh, found it. It's here on the floor.
Don't swing it around everywhere.
Look,
just
here,
stop
look.
It.
Arnie,
stop
toss
it
to me. Over here, toss it.
Don't throw it. Don't throw it at all.
I got the obsidian sword or sword sibian. What do we want to call it?
Don't throw it around. I don't care what you call it. But don't toss it through the air without a single care, for that is how you will most assuredly murder me the way you accidentally murdered Can.
Oh, I thought you were rhyming there for a minute. It sounded like a little rap. So, guys, we should name the sword. Now that it's out of Arnie, we have to name it. That's just how it goes in Foon. We gotta name the sword. Arnie, since it was inside you, do you want to name it? Or is that weird, since it was inside you?
Let's see. No, I mean, I went through a phase where I named all my bowel movements, but I was told by a doctor to stop doing that. So I'll let someone else name the sword.
Just a doctor?
I'm surprised it escalated that high. So obsidian sword or sword obsidian is my two cents. So you have an obsidian hand, or you did?
I did, that's true.
We could call it Usador's Hand.
Ooh, I like that. Usador's Hand. Yes, I vote for that.
All right. I'm cool with that. Usador's Hand it is. Oh, wait. something very important. Hello from Castle Skullmaster, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. Many years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King that I use to upload this podcast chronicling our quest to defeat the Dark Lord. I just went on a time travel vision quest to the 1980s, discovered some weird things about myself. I think the artifact that the Dark Lord wants is implanted in my body. Am I forgetting anything else that's that important?
Oh, yeah, I definitely wanted to say I love the 80s.
Well, a few other things happened. I took a job as a chemistry teacher for a short time because apparently your school doesn't have a defense against the dark arts position. And, of course, I sold insurance for a short time. Then we met a very strange person who didn't seem to be from your world at all.
Yeah, that's right. And why don't I remember any of this stuff? I don't remember this happening when I was a kid.
You don't remember meeting us when you were a child?
No. And look, I'm not great at remembering names. Wouldn't that be wild? If, like, 5 years in, I'm like, oh, shit, that's right. We met back in the 80s.
Seems like some convenient retroactive continuity to me, but all
right. Time travel, right?
I hate time travel. See, this is why every 2 or 3 weeks, when I get thrown into another time period or another dimension or another era, I come back and I'm so discombobulated.
Yeah, I'm pissed off because how long are we on Earth, Arnie? What would you say, 3 weeks?
3 or 4.
In that 3 or 4 weeks, I must have killed, I don't know, 15,000 butterflies. I couldn't kill enough butterflies. And it sucks that we're back here before I got to kill even more.
I've never seen you so dedicated to any task than you were to killing all those butterflies.
It just was so fun. Once you kill one, it's such a rush.
But maybe you were always predestined to kill those butterflies, and it's made no difference at all.
Yeah, maybe. I guess we'll see.
So, now that we're back in Castle Skullmaster...
Also, we didn't just travel in time. We traveled to Earth from Foon between dimensions.
Yeah, that's true.
But you were saying something, I apologize.
It was so wild to be so starved for Earth content and Earth information, and then to have it all at my fingertips. Like, there was times where I was just paralyzed with, like, I don't know what to do next. I'm on Earth, and I don't know what to do, because it's, you know, I'll just sit around and watch TV, you know?
I mean, we've tried almost every kind of candy now. I'm never going to have a Zagnut again, even if I have a chance.
And you know what? All my life, I thought Cocoon the Return was better than Cocoon, but I was wrong.
No, Cocoon is definitely the stronger film. I really...
Boom!
Whoa! That wall just exploded. There's dust everywhere. I can't see anything.
Ooh, where am I? What is this place?
This is Castle Skullmaster. We're house-sitting.
Oh, holy Bruce. But I would recognize that voice anywhere.
Honor the warrior.
Arnie Niekamp.
I would recognize you anywhere. I mean, I'm more of a face person than a name person.
Look at those shoulders.
I couldn't see you right away. There's all the dust. The dust was in my eyes from bursting through this fragment wall.
We haven't really kept this castle up. It's pretty dirty. That's fair.
But Arno, how did you break through a fragment wall? We've been here trapped in the fragment team for lo these many months, and how I have desperately tried to cast Ares' spell to overcome this enchantment that doth befall all of Foon.
The only thing that can overcome a fragment wall, Gasmuenus, is an obsidian device.
Yeah, obsidian. Yeah. Like, I cut through a little bit of one of those walls with my obsidian sword. It kind of chiseled some of it off, though.
It destroys the obsidian. To carve through a fragment wall destroys the obsidian that carves through it as well. A mutual destruction. So to get through as many fragment walls as I have, you would need nearly an unlimited supply of obsidian.
You've been through many of these walls, then.
Oh, I've been traveling for months and months, blasting through wall after wall. I've taken down most of the walls in Foon, only to lead me to you.
All right, so time out. Does this mean that I won the bet or that the Baron won the bet? Because neither one of us fixed the shattering.
Oh, yeah. And then also, I bet you, Usador, that I would fix a shattering before you. So I guess that bet's off.
Yeah, no one ever took that bet seriously.
Usador?
Yeah.
When you said time out and did that thing with your hands, I froze. Can you untime out?
Yes, time in.
Oh, whew, thank you.
Sorry, I forget how powerful I am.
Oh, I wish I could murder you right now, Arnie Niekamp.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't. Arnor, it's been so long, I barely even remember what our feud is about.
What a short memory for a short little mind.
That's right.
Oh, our feud goes to the very depths of the soul, Arnie Niekamp. Your name is shorter than mine.
That's real.
Which boasts more feats than me, which deserves death. On top of that, you mocked me unnecessarily. Mocked me repeatedly.
I was going to say, because my name isn't actually not shorter than yours.
It's shorter.
It's shorter in an alphabetical way. In an alphabetical way?
I comes before O in the alphabet, and so if you're spelling our names technically, so in a way it's shorter.
Also, if you think about the typeface and the kerning between the letters, if you're getting really into the detail of the actual font, you know, I is much less wide than O.
Faster to write. It's faster to write.
Did you guys know that the dot over the I in I is called a tittle? Here's a little factoid that I like.
That's why I
would tear your tittles off, Arnie Niekamp, and feed them to your screaming face.
Then you would face the wrath of a wizard, old Arnor, though I do respect thee. Even though thou hast taken dark paths at time, thou hast been a great hero, and apparently saved all of Foon from the shattering. I now hear, say unto thee, cross not my friend, lest you wish to face the entire unbridled power of a wizard.
No, you don't have to fear me, Gasmuenas. I shall not lay a finger on Arnie Niekamp.
Okay.
If I were to kill him now, the songs of his vanquishment would ring throughout Foon far and wide.
Oh.
It would be one of my greatest feats to destroy Arnie Niekamp. They would sing of it in the hilltops and the valleys. And soon, because of those songs, the Dark Lord would be able to find me. And I cannot have that yet.
Why must you stay away from his ever-piercing gaze?
Yeah, dish, fucking dish.
You know I am under contract with the Dark Lord. I sold my soul to him in return for a gift.
I guess we knew you were working with the Dark Lord, but I guess we didn't really know the specifics of the arrangement. Under contract, huh?
Yeah, yes. What's the gift? Is it like a golden fiddle? Or like...
We don't have to talk about it. It was a gift. I don't have it anymore. It's gone. It grew too big.
I remember. Hmm?
I feel like everyone would do better with their contracts if people felt more free about talking about what gifts they got from the Dark Lord, right? Because that kind of gives him the power. If someone's like, I got a great gift from the Dark Lord, and someone else is like, I thought I had a great gift, but he's really shafting me, but with not as good a gift from myself.
Oh, I hear your insults, Arnie Niekamp. I hear your not-so-subtle references to my lost gifts.
Arnie, you said shafted. Don't say shafted around Arnor.
Oh, that's right, because he lost his stuff. That was an accidental dunk.
That was not intentional. I'm sure that Arnie was just commenting on the fact that you're a member of the Dark Lord's
Army. Oh, I would murder all three of you right now if the feat would not echo throughout Foon. But I cannot.
I feel like such a boner. We're being huge dicks to this guy. Nuts.
Yeah. Cock and balls.
You know what? Those don't bother me as much.
Oh.
It's the roundabout, you know, subtle ones that really sting.
Ooh.
But the blunt, you know, straight at you, that doesn't hurt so bad. Rip the scab right off. I can't have the Dark Lord find me because I'm magically bound by my contract not to hurt him. If he found me out, it could be the end of me. And he's angry at me right now. Angry with a vengeance because I destroyed so many fragments.
The Dark Lord is mad that you were trying to solve the fragmenting?
Of course he's mad. He's mad that I ruined one of the greatest plans of his time.
Oh, it was the Dark Lord.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
I think solving a problem like that is a real testament to your manhood.
Well, to give the dot. Wait a minute. It just there. That cuts deep. That cuts deep.
Yeah, I like the cut.
It took a little while, but then once it got in there, it really stung.
Yes, it's terrible when it goes deep.
Gasmoidus Maestar. If I didn't love you so much, I'd kill you now.
Lucky for me.
Why are you so lovable?
Me?
You'd be dead if you weren't so lovable, right?
I suppose so. There's a very good chance I'll die anyway, fighting to defend all of Foon from evil in all of its forms. Yay, I would gladly give up my very life to make sure every man, woman, and child were safe and warm in their beds at night and freed from the wrath of the Dark Lord.
If it had been up to me, you three would wither away in this fragment and had never been set free. It was a brilliant plan by the Dark Lord to isolate his enemies in eternal loneliness. Oh, one of the most genius plans of our time. All of the Dark Lord's allies were invited to a wellness retreat at the Bornean Hot Springs.
Ooh.
There we gathered and celebrated and laughed. Me and my best buddies, the seven souls of the Soul Walker. Oh, we cooked s'mores. We read fiction. We had a great time.
Oh, are you more of a fiction guy? I would always peg you for like a non-fiction guy.
Oh, no, sometimes you need an escape. I've faced so much reality.
We have a book club, too. We often read books from Arnie's native home of Earth.
Oh, yeah.
But it sounds like, what sort of books were you reading? That sounds fun.
Oh, us? Well, you know I can read, so I read,
really?
You know, all kinds of fiction.
You're making me a little suspicious. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You threw that in.
Yeah, lots of different fiction books.
Name one of them. Maybe we've heard of it.
Sure. Have you heard of,
Or just describe the
have
plot.
Have you ever been to the wellness spa in the Bornean Hot Springs?
I have not. Isidore, have you been?
It has been over a century, but yeah, I have been there.
It's great.
It's very nice.
And yes. There, with my friends, I read various fiction books.
Uh-huh. From cover to cover?
Yeah, we read both covers, yes.
And the pages in between?
Okay.
Yeah, he can't read.
So, okay. There we relaxed, reading books like, the Handsome Duck and...
Let's let him off the hook. What else did you do at the hot springs?
What? Other than read The Handsome Duck?
Yes.
I'm kind of curious about The Handsome Duck, but no, we can go move on.
Whatever Arnie wants.
Aren't you curious?
Don't you want to know?
Don't you want to know? Am I? Okay. Oh, I get it. I'm crazy.
I'm the only one that wants
to know about The Handsome Duck.
You don't have a sword in you anymore, and now you think you're the big cock of the walk.
Oh,
Gasmoidus. Oh, you're making me feel as lonely as the handsome duck right now.
Oh, is the handsome duck lonely?
Oh, yes, of course. Because he was too handsome.
Oh, because nobody would approach him. I hear that happens a lot with attractive people. People are so intimidated by them that they actually don't get asked out. Isn't that wild?
That's right.
Are you sure they wouldn't approach him because he was so handsome and it wasn't because ducks have weird penises?
Oh, honey kneecap. Oh, I could rip your head from your body right now.
Oh, and you could. I know you could.
But you won't.
But I won't. I won't.
So why keep bringing it up? You know, like, you keep saying, like, I could do this, I could do that. We know what you could do. What are you going to do?
It's just nice to, you know, think of possibilities. It's cathartic.
Okay. All right.
What am I going to do?
See, that's my point, is you have to have a direction in your life. And now you have this opportunity, perhaps now, to break away from this deal you've made with the Dark Lord and turn your great power back towards the side of good.
But I do have direction, Gasmoidus. You see, at the wellness retreat, while we awaited the Dark Lord enacting his own plan to isolate all of his enemies in the fragmenting, I took a nature walk on my own to gather my thoughts away from my friends.
Sounds nice.
Oh, it was nice. But it was ill-timed. For the fragmenting began when I was on my walk. And I was separated from my seven best buds. And my beloved Lady Maribel, one of the seven souls of the Soul Walker. We just started really hitting it off.
Oh.
And already then, I was fragmented away. Fortunately, I found myself in the obsidian mines of Bornea. Bornea is known for three things.
Mm-hmm.
The bear, one. Which I killed, one. The Bornean bear.
One.
Its great hot springs.
Two.
And its obsidian mines.
Three.
I found myself in the impenetrable obsidian mines of Bornea.
Wow. And you mined all of the obsidian out of those mines?
I sure did.
They must hate you.
Yeah.
They had three things.
That's right. The only thing I haven't ruined in Bornea is the hot springs. And those are great, man. You gotta try it out if I don't murder you.
I could use, I could use a break.
It's nice up there.
I need something, right? You know what I mean? Because I got something going on with my shoulders and I just need to relax.
So, in order to get back to my love, Lady Maribel, I mined all of the obsidian in the mines of Bornea. I fashioned them into tight, shiny cannonballs.
And sorry, Arnor, as you keep talking, Arnie, let me just... here, I'm just going to rub. You're like a divorced couple camping, two tents.
No need for a cannon when you've got these arms. Then, one by one, I began to blast my way through each of the fragment walls, trying to make my way back to my love, Lady Maribel.
Being separated from her must have been so hard on you.
Yeah, it must have been so hard, and, they erected these walls, and you're penetrating them? Like, that's ejaculate.
No, I don't want to be here anymore. Just...
Please, tell us, finish your story. You were searching for Lady Maribel with your, tiny cannonballs.
They were large cannonballs.
Okay.
Fierce balls. Balls that could blast through walls. They were wall balls.
Wall balls.
Yes. And I blasted through fragment after fragment. But I couldn't find my way back to Lady Maribel. Because I'm really bad at directions.
You would think
the son of a sky god could read the stars, right?
But yeah, that's right. You're the son of Bruce the sky god?
That's right. But he was never around. Never taught me how to read his face.
But he taught you how to read.
Well, I had to learn that on my own. That's why it's a feat.
Is there any obstacle that you encountered where you could take the story of the handsome duck and apply it to your situation?
That's a good question, Chunt.
I mean, every story has a lesson to take away from it, you know? Even our podcast, I'm sure there's all kinds of lessons, people walk away with. So surely the handsome duck had something to offer.
Right, Willie, the handsome duck. You have to make yourself hideous so that you're approachable.
Yes, the handsome duck disfigures himself so that he's finally approachable by other ducks of his desire.
That's right.
I gotta read this book.
Yeah, the handsome duck, yeah. He just rips off his own bill.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Despite his face?
Despite. It's gruesome. It's a really rough book. Really rough book. First book I learned how to read as a kid.
Is there a part where the duck is like, maybe I overshot it? Like, I was going for less handsome, but maybe I should have ripped my whole bill off my face.
Yeah, maybe just start with like a weird hat or something.
Yeah.
We should call that book The Good. Overcorrecting Duck.
Now, Arnor, you're telling me there's nothing you can relate to in this story of the handsome duck who lost a part of his body to function and continue living in the world?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't see what you're driving at, guess what?
Okay.
The duck just lost his bill, one of the most important parts of his own flesh. Mm-hmm. And then he was finally accepted by those around him.
Well, do you not feel accepted?
How would I feel accepted? Here, among these who ridicule me with your gentle, cutting taunts.
Our genital taunts?
Oh!
Now, but you are such a celebrated and beloved hero ere this dark turn, and now you can only think of yourself as mocked. I would not think of thee as mocked. I would think of thee as enumerated in legend.
I am all of these things and more, for I know that I am loved by Lady Maribel, who I long to return to.
Tell us a little bit about Lady Maribel.
What?
Dish.
Wait, what? What did you say?
Tell us a little bit about her. This new lady in your life.
She's great. She's dead. She's been dead a long time.
Oh.
So she doesn't care about certain shortcomings, if you know what I'm talking about, and I think you do.
You did that one to yourself.
You got your ass.
She's been dead for a long time, trapped in the body of my best friend, the Soul Walker.
Mm.
And now at last released. And to me, she is best friend and eternal love.
That's a beautiful story. And to think that your love was formed during this book club that you were in together. Yes. The pen is truly mightier than the sword.
Gas Moines.
He's working it out.
You know, I used to think of you as a really nice guy, and I don't know. I think that all might be changing right now.
What do you mean?
I mean,
the pen is truly mightier than the sword.
I know, but come on, do you really pronounce that helping verb that way? Huh? Is that how you pronounce your helping? Let's pronounce more helping verbs, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'll say a bunch.
Okay.
Is, am, are, was, were, be, being, been, have, has, had, do.
Is am, are, or were.
Maybe he does know how to read.
What?
Is am, are, or were.
Guess waiters.
What? I didn't do anything.
Wait, maybe not, because he clearly can't read this room. We don't want to hear helping verbs. We're not that type of show. You can't even read a room, you guys.
Guys, you can't even read a room.
Shall, will, should, would, can, could, may, might,
look,
must.
All I'm saying is I want to help you get back to Lady Maribel, because love is truly the path back to goodness. And if you have found this connection...
If you want to help me, Gus Moines, the only way you could do that is to kill the Dark Lord.
I'm trying to do that all the time. That's like my whole thing.
He won't fucking shut up about killing the Dark Lord.
One of these days, I shall take this very obsidian blade, Usador's hand, and I shall drive it into the eye of the Dark Lord. Mm. And as he doth scream and writhe in pain, I shall pull it out slowly and then delve it deep into his chest where what was once his heart doth lie.
Fool, Gas Moines. In order to get to the Dark Lord, you'll have to break through his fragment barrier with your obsidian sword. And in order to get near to him to plunge the obsidian sword into his chest, you'll have to bereft yourself of your obsidian sword.
If only I had a little more obsidian.
Well, there's got to be, like, lots of obsidian in Foon, right?
I used my last obsidian cannonball to get here. I've used up all the obsidian from the obsidian mines with one... small exception.
Oh, what's that?
Or I should say, two. Here, in a tiny pouch, I have kept this memory of my obsidian mining. These two obsidian pebbles, which I carry around my waist.
Okay. Now, you're giving us a hard time. But then sometimes you just walk us right up to the water. You know what I mean? Like
here... In this sack, I have two little obsidian balls.
And you had to hang your sack there? Of all places on your body, that's where you put the sack?
In case I need to access my balls.
That's nuts.
I have to get to them right away. And so I keep them there so that I can quickly get to them whenever I need them.
So we're sorry. We didn't mean to make you testy, but did we do that one?
Gas Moines.
Yes. Yes, Arnold.
If you are going to really kill the Dark Lord...
Yeah.
You're going to need these. My two balls.
Ooh, put them on the sword on the other side of the hilt.
I will grant you a favor if you are willing to grant me your obsidian balls.
What's that? Wait, what? Wait, let's go back. Wait, you're going to give me a favor if I give you my balls?
I shall grant thee a boon, but simply ask, and if it can be done, I shall do it.
Take these balls, and when you've cut through the Dark Lord's fragment with your shaft, end him with these balls. And as he dies, tell him, these are Arnor's balls.
Okay, now I think we should call the sword Dixidian. Is anyone else on board with that?
I shall do this favor for thee. I shall let the Dark Lord know that as he doth choke upon the balls, those are the balls of Arnor that he doth eat.
Whoa. Wow. All right. I just thought you could throw him at him, slingshot him at him, you know, burst through his chest. You're going to make him eat him.
Yeah, I was figuring, you know, I'd break through the barrier. I'd get right to him. And then, as he's knocked back upon his... from the force of the explosion of the wall being shattered, I would stand over him, kneel down, and dip the balls directly into his mouth.
Either way, it's going to be awkward.
Yeah, well, to each his own, guess, Moinus.
Well, speaking of to each their own, we're going to take a quick break and... Wait, I don't know where he's going with that.
So, Arnor, you've been dating this dead girl.
Lady Maribel, yes.
Lady Maribel.
Yes.
Is it ever awkward or complicated between the seven or eight of you? The fact that, like, she used to be trapped in a soul walker's body with your other buds.
It's very intimate.
And now, like, the two of you are connecting in a way that's maybe not the same as...
You know, I never thought about that, Arnie. I was never plagued by jealousy in that way until just now.
Oh.
Ooh. Well, I'm sure Lady Maribel has strong feelings for you, but, you know, perhaps some of the other souls felt slighted that she had found a connection with you that they had not. You were still friends with all of them, though, right?
Oh, of course, of course. You know, Crispin, he very much approves of my relationship with Lady Maribel.
Good.
As always, he's encouraging it, egging it on you.
Refresh my memory. Crispin's the pervert one, is that right?
If you want to call him that. If you want to call him that. But we don't use those kinds of labels in our group.
I gotta say...
Yeah, Arnie.
Look, I don't want to judge. I don't want to yuck anybody's yum. But it almost seems like if you're in a group where it's like, in this group, we don't use the label pervert. We actively avoid it. Some stuff is going on in that group.
Arnie, they're just trying to be open to what works for other people. And, you know, it's not for us to judge or decide, you greedy old miser.
Yeah. I mean, we don't go around using phrases like yuck anybody's yump. That sounds pretty gross to me, Arnie.
Look, I don't want to get into my thing with yumps, okay? I got a yump thing.
Oh, how I wish I had never introduced you to the yumps.
Everyone approves of my relationship with Lady Maribel. They bless it. It's celebrated. And Lady Maribel understands me in a way that others haven't for a long time.
Oh. Ooh, details.
It's hard. It's hard working for the Dark Lord. You know I haven't done a single feat... since I've been employed by the Dark Lord, my talents are wasted. Sometimes I think he made me sign that contract just to get me out of the way.
That's right.
Now, Lady Maribel, she's, how to politely put this, since you don't use labels, she's dead. Is she able to sort of help you out in your career choices at all? Like, you know, before you signed this contract, did she say anything to you in terms of like, I don't know, like, Arnor, you're in danger, girl, something like that?
Yeah. Well done, Chunt. That sounds exactly like Lady Maribel.
Oh, thank you.
Actually, giving me some comfort to listen to you talk like Lady Maribel.
Comfort.
So, the truth, Chunt, is that I didn't know Lady Maribel when I signed that contract. I only knew the Soul Walker and not the souls in the Walker. It was only after that contract, maybe even because of it, that I met those souls.
Well... I think that it's very wonderful that you found someone to connect with, and someone who understands you so well.
Thank you, Gasmoenius.
If you find her again, how do you imagine your relationship will continue to grow, or move to perhaps to a next step?
Oh, how I hesitate to indulge that daydream too deeply for fear that I may never find her, and I may drown in the hope of her. But... Wow. If I were to see her again, I would run up to her and give her a ghost embrace.
Oh.
We can't actually touch her. Okay. She's dead and is a spirit. But we, when we're in each other's presence, so we go through the motions as though we are touching each other. But we don't actually, you know, physically feel each other. But if you imagine it hard enough, sometimes you get a tingle.
Okay.
Is she able to go inside you? Is she able to sort of put her soul inside your body?
We don't use those labels. Inside, outside, you know, up, down, directions, you know, things
those,
like that.
You don't, those labels, you don't even like...
We don't use those. We don't.
I'm going to come to the aid of labels here for a change. Because if you get lost all the time, these particular set of labels could be very useful.
You know,
this explains why you went in absolutely the wrong direction when you were trying to get back to Lady Mirabelle.
Well, if this direction leads to the death of the Dark Lord, is it truly the wrong direction at all?
Ooh.
Oh.
Sometimes where you are is exactly where you need to be.
Wow, I don't understand it, but it sounds deep.
Everything is happening for some purpose. And in time, you'll be reunited with your lady love, if you do believe and hope hard enough. What will you say to her when you see her again?
Mirabelle. Mirabelle, you make me feel as... This is kind of difficult, to be honest. Chunt? Would you mind...
Playing Mirabelle?
Would you mind playing Mirabelle?
Way ahead of you. Let me just...
Just to help you get into the reality.
Let me just shapeshift to where I have longer hair.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And where would you be? Where would this be happening?
Well, I imagine it'll be back at the wellness retreat, at the Bornean Hot Springs.
Here, let me conjure, transform this very room into a hot spring. Arath-karo-tara! Arath-karo-tara!
It's like I'm there. Everything's perfect, except I can still smell Arnie kneecap.
And let me transform Arnie into a great rock that will heat the water here in the spring. Tirondorohotho.
And, Yusor, I can only shapeshift so much. Can you give me, like, what's the difference between a top and a blouse?
You know, I don't know.
I want, like, a fun blouse or a fun top, but I don't know the difference. And, like, I want to look good for Arnold, you know?
Like $100?
That's the difference between a top and a blouse?
I'm just guessing.
Okay, all right. Everything tilly hey cho ho hi key teeth. Here, it's a very nice ruffly blouse that says top on it.
Wow, a blop. Thanks, Isidore. Now I'm all ready. Let me just shimmy into this blop. Oh, you who?
Lady Mirabelle, my love.
Arnor, my love.
What a lovely blop.
Thank you, I sewed it myself. What a lovely oil you have smeared all over your muscles.
Thank you. I applied it myself.
Is it oil or is it duck fat?
It's a mix of my own sweat and, it's mostly my own sweat, to be honest.
Glistening.
It's a mix of my own sweat with itself.
A mix of, like, new sweat and old sweat.
Shut up, Rock. Be quiet, Rock Arnie.
Why don't you have a seat next to me here in this hot spring?
I would love nothing more. Oh, Lady Mirabelle, how I wish you could knit our souls together like you've knit this beautiful blob.
And how I wish you could fuck me, but alas, 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 anon, anon.
Lady Mirabelle, you've never been so forward before.
Well, it's just, you know, it's a woman has needs, and you're, you know, you have these 10-inch fingers and a 20-inch tongue, but what are you supposed to do with all that?
Whoa!
Lady Mirabelle, This is a whole new side of you we've never discussed.
Chunt, this is perfect. Keep going.
Do you want me to go inside your body?
I wish I could turn away, but I'm a rock.
Lady Mirabelle, I thought we didn't use labels like that. I want you to take on my body.
Take on your body. What does that? Ooh, what does that mean, big boy?
You're a dead spirit, Lady Mirabelle.
Oh, go inside your body. Take on. I see.
Yes.
And just say, take on me.
Can be you.
Say, take on me.
Arnie, not everything's that black and white. Shut up, Rock. Okay, let's see. I'm just going to climb on your back because I'm so sorry.
It's all right. This is good.
I'm corporeal, really good. So I just have to. I'm just going to.
We're really working through some stuff.
Oh, here you go. I took on you, big boy. How about that?
It's like I was half a soul and you are the other half. And now I'm finally whole.
Do you mind if I pinch your nipple?
Oh, well, that's kind of nice, actually.
Okay, just...
Oh my.
Where's this going?
Enough! Too much chunt.
Very well. I shall undo all the magics I have just done. Control Z.
Wait, I'm still a rock.
Oh, sorry. I wrote a
tunt. Thank you, Tunt. You've helped me realize what I must do. I must return to my Lady Maribel and ask her to take my body as her own.
Nice. Well, I'm glad to help, and I got a little something out of it, too.
You know, the whole time that I was that rock, I had this overwhelming desire for someone to drink me. So maybe that's just a me thing.
Yeah, I think that maybe, is a you thing.
I thought that was a wonderful role play that we just did, and we worked through so many things and had so many wonderful epiphanies, and it reminded me just a little bit of those old Bugs Bunny cartoons you showed us, Arnie, when we were on Earth a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it also reminds me of that wonderful movie you showed us, Breakfast at Epiphanies. I loved every single scene about it except for that one guy.
Enough said.
Well, I must express to you, Chunt, my eternal gratitude. And to you, Gasmoinus Maystar, for being my star in the guidance of love. And Arnie.
Yeah.
I've got nothing to say to you.
Just like it.
That's a big improvement. That's a big improvement.
Wait, Arnor, I have one more gift for you. Let me... Okay, did away with the long hair, and then I'll just... Okay, look, I'm a duck, and I want you to rip off my bill.
Chunt.
It's the final step you need to go on your path to carve out your new way.
Really?
Yeah, rip it off, quick, before I change my mind.
Oh, no.
I shall keep this bill in the pouch around my waist.
Back to being a badger. And my mouth is here. Great. Perfect. Yeah, keep it. Do whatever you want with it.
This bill will always be a reminder of the lessons that I've learned here. And now, my friends and Arnie, I go. I go to find my lady love, that we might be together forever.
Goodbye, Arnor. And bless you on the journey that you have ahead of thee. May the goddesses watch over thee.
Keep it real.
Arnie, I think that went really well. He said he had nothing to say to you there at the end. Usually he has all sorts of things to say to you, and he wants to kill you, and he wants to get rid of you forever. That was great.
Yeah.
You guys, here goes a real hero.
Indeed.
That guy's so fucking cool.
He's so cool.
He's so big, too.
What? He's got some issues. He's got some issues.
Name one.
I should cast a spell to grow his balls back.
Oh, he would love that. Is that...
Oh, should I run and get him?
No, I just always forget. I'll remember
next time. He'll be cool.
Yeah, I'll get it. Here's what you do.
Have some sort of like word association. So when you see Arnor, right? Arnor rhymes with door. What do you do with a door? You close it. Clothes are what we wear. Wear and tear. Tear a page. Turn a page. Turn, butter, churn. Butter on toast. Toast ghost. Maribel's a ghost, and she'd love some balls. There you go.
There we go. Perfect. Well, what a wonderful mnemonic device. I am certain now that I shan't forget that next time I see Arnor, I shall replace all that was lost ere for, and know this now that we are free. Free of the shattering.
That's right.
Upon the road, once again we shall set to defeat evil in all its forms. Come, friends, gather thine weapons and thine cacks, and we shall set forth.
Come, friends.
Although, let's look out the window. Wait, before we just head outside, like I don't want to have that awkward thing where it's like, bye, 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 Arnor, bye, everybody. And then we like, we run into each other immediately. Like, we're both going the same way.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't know direction, so he might just be standing right outside the door.
Yeah, let's run up to his little window and see.
He might accidentally come back in the door, not realizing that he's going in the wrong direction. Let's go out the back. Can we go out the back door?
Yeah, we can just go out the back.
Did he go out the door, or did he go out the hole he put in the wall?
Oh, I assumed he went out the hole.
Nobody watched him?
No, I was too excited about the idea that he doesn't want to kill you anymore. Yeah. Or he might. He just got bored with it. Which, honestly, I get it.
Let's go out this back door, just to be safe.
Yeah, let's just go out the back door.
Oh, shit, he's out here.
Hey, Arnor, buddy.
Well, you guys. Well, fancy seeing you here so soon.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get my bearings.
You have the bill on your face. You should take that off.
Oh, I Sure. That's just... So, fancy seeing you guys here.
Well,
butter churn to every season churn, season of giving.
Well, fellows, I've decided maybe I should go through that hole that I created in the wall and work my way back to Lady Maribel.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we're going to go out the other way.
Yeah, yeah.
So, good luck with everything.
Yep.
Farewell,
yep.
Friends. Okay. And Arnie, Nikem.
We kind of already did. Well, bye,
and farewell to you. And please tell Lady Maribel I said hello. I know she's a ghost. Ghost toast. What do you put on toast? Butter. Butter churn. You turn a page. You could also tear a page. Wear and tear.
He's gone.
He's gone.
Wear is what you do to clothes. Oh, boy. Fuck.
He's gone.
Fuck. Balls.
It's all right. It's all right. It's all right.
Balls.
Balls. I wish I could remember what I was supposed to do.
Balls. Fucking balls.
Fuck it, balls.
Fucking balls. Oh, shit. You missed another opportunity to give him his balls back.
Oh, right. I'll do it next time.
Thus endeth the shattering. So, all that shattering-specific merch you've been hawking on eBay just quadrupled in value. Especially those misprinted t-shirts that say The Slathering, which should come in handy at Milwaukee's famous Pancake Days, the third weekend of every August when the jam is runny. Use It All the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunk the Talking Badger was played by Adol Refai. Arnor the Legendary Warrior was played by special guest Blaine Swen. Blaine is the creator and director of the Improvise Shakespeare Company, which often features many of your favorite improvisers playing alongside Blaine. Don't worry, he always kills their characters before the final crowd-pleasing monologue. Visit ImproviseShakespeare.com for their schedule of shows, which will be helpful the moment shows are a thing again. In the meantime, we're only too happy to be your 4 a.m. hookup that always answers the phone. Wictor the Guard was played by Brian Safi. Check out Brian's podcasts, Attitudes, and Ask Rana. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Refai. Post-production coordination, including threatening emails to any voice recording artists who may be running behind schedule, by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer, Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Stefan Dranger. Special assistance, air quotes, provided by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Hello from the Magic Tavern theme music by Andy Poland. Is it just me, or is listening to an episode following the one that so prominently featured myself kind of like rooting around in the dumpster behind Wendy's after dining at a Michelin restaurant? Don't answer. Your eyes tell me everything.